Mock interview. Individual. Read aloud passage. 1. Steve Jobs.
What did the World Wide Web, Toy Story, and the iPhone have in common? They have all changed the world in many ways, big and small. More importantly, if it was not for the vision of one man, these great designs might not have happened. Steve Jobs created new and excellent ideas to improve computing. In 1976, together with a childhood friend, they started Apple Computers. Jobs' goal was to design computers and phones that looked great and had functions which were useful and easy to use. His company's iPhones, MacBooks, and iPads have now become popular around the world. Steve Jobs never lost focus by always doing things his own way. In 1985, he was fired from Apple Computers, and he quickly started a new computer company. In fact, the people who created the World Wide Web used one of Jobs' new company's computer systems. He also took over the company Pixar around that time, which made movies such as Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and WALL-E. Steve Jobs was asked to rejoin Apple in 1997 and continued to encourage his workers to make the best, most innovative computer systems. He said this about their work: "We are here to put a dent in the universe. Otherwise, why even be here? It means it is important for each of us to make a difference in the world by trying our best and creating new ideas." The iPhone is a good example. First appearing in 2007, it keeps getting better every year. Each new model continues to surprise with its improved technology. Although Steve Jobs died in 2011 from cancer, he will be remembered as one of the greatest leaders in the IT industry ever.
Mock interview. Individual. Read aloud passage. 2. A Bird Came Down the Walk by Emily Dickinson.
A bird came down the walk. He did not know I saw. He bit an angleworm in halves and ate the fellow raw. And then he drank a dew from a convenient grass, and then hopped sidewise to the wall to let a beetle pass. He glanced with rapid eyes that hurried all around. They looked like frightened beads, I thought. He stirred his velvet head, like one in danger, cautious. I offered him a crumb, and he unrolled his feathers and rode him softer home. Then oars divide the ocean, two silver for a seam, or butterflies off banks of noon leap splashless as they swim.
Mock interview. Individual. Read aloud passage. 3. Two Happy Snowmen.
My name is Richard, and I am the only child in my family. I had a friend called Holly who lived next door. One winter's day, I went out to play in the snow after I'd put on my coat and gloves. I planned to make a snowman to show my father when he came back from work at 7 p.m. While I was making a snowball, Holly stood beside me and said, "I want to help you." "Okay," I answered. I wanted to collect the things we might need, so I told her to make 3 snowballs. She said, "We only need 2 snowballs to make a snowman." I didn't think we could make a snowman with just 2 snowballs. I told her that I would do it myself and I didn't need her help. Holly went back to her garden to make her snowman while I made mine. It was difficult and it took me a long time to finish it. Finally, I put a scarf and a hat on my snowman. I put 2 grapes for its eyes, but I couldn't find a carrot for its nose. The snowman looked strange without a nose. At that time, I heard my dad's car coming up the street. Holly knew about my problem and came out with a carrot. She broke it in the middle and gave me half. I put it on my snowman and Holly took the other half and put it on her snowman. I thanked her for her kind help. Both of the snowmen looked great, no matter how many snowballs they were made of. We were happy about the 2 fat white snowmen in our street.
Mock interview. Individual. Read aloud passage. 4. Favorite festival.
What is your favorite festival, Beth?
Mine's Christmas, the time we get lots of presents from our family.
I like Christmas too, but we get all our presents at Chinese New Year.
I love Chinese New Year as well. The dragon parades are a lot of fun. I love all the Chinese festivals. They're so colorful and exciting.
What others do you like?
The Mid-Autumn Festival. It's so beautiful with all the lovely colored lanterns in all shapes and sizes.
Have you been to the Bun Festival on Chengqiao?
My parents took us there last year. Amazing. But so dangerous the way they race each other up the towers to get the buns.
It's the Dragon Boat Festival next week. Come with me to see some dragon boat races.
I'd love to. It sounds exciting.
Mock interview. Individual. Read aloud passage. 5. Barbara McClintock.
Barbara McClintock was born in the year 1902. She was an American scientist who studied DNA. She found out that a mother and father's genes determined what a child would look like. She also explored the reason why some genes were stronger than others. In 1983, she won the Nobel Prize for Medicine due to her medical science discoveries. Barbara McClintock had a difficult family life. She was always fighting with her mother, who thought she wasn't pretty or girly enough. When she was 3 years old, McClintock left her parents to live with her aunt because her family did not have enough money to raise her. When it was time to go to university, McClintock's mother would not let her go as she was afraid that if McClintock went to university, no one would want to marry her. However, McClintock's father decided it would be better for her to go to university than to get married. After university, McClintock travelled around South America and Central America to study DNA. Because she was a woman, she had many problems getting people to take her seriously. However, McClintock did not give up. She eventually won the respect of the people she worked with. In the 1960s, people began to value her work. If you know you are on the right track, if you have this inner knowledge, then nobody can turn you off, no matter what they say, Barbara McClintock once said. During her time, she guided many other young scientists. McClintock's work affects many things in our daily life, from the kinds of food we eat to the way we fight sickness. Her work is very important to mankind.